until finally it was over, and she stood and straightened her face. "Dexter, I am so, so sorry." "I'm actually much better now."
"I know you are. I'm sorry. I apologize."
They began to walk again.
"You must do it, Dexter, if that's what you want."
She squeezed his arm with her elbow, but Dexter felt sulky.
"We've always told you that you can be anything you want to be if you work hard enough."
"It was just a thought," he said petulantly. "I'm weighing up my options, that's all."
"Well, I hope so. Because teaching is a fine profession, but this isn't really your vocation, is it? Teaching Beatles songs to moony Nordic girls."
"It's hard work, Mum. Besides, it gives me something to fall back on."
"Yes. Well, sometimes I wonder if you have a little too much to fall back on."
She was looking down as she spoke, and the remark seemed to rebound off the flagstones. They walked a little further before he spoke.
"And what does that mean?"